I'll trade you for that. Expository essay. What's a fair trade? Is it a fair trade if you swap a blue pen for a green notebook? What about a week of dog walking for a favorite CD? People have been trading since they first had something to trade. Long before the notion of money existed, people exchanged goods and services. It was central to the economy of most ancient civilizations. People traded with the expectation that they'd receive appropriate compensation for their trade. The question of what's fair has always been challenging. What may seem fair to one party may not to another. Later information may cause someone to notice aspects of a previous trade and see the deal in a different light. One such example is the famous story from 1626 of the supposed sale of the island of Manhattan for 60 FL, FL denoting 60 Dutch guilders. Experts at the National Museum of the American Indian now believe the entire incident was a misunderstanding. They say that the Native Americans never felt they had to negotiate because they never viewed the interaction as a trade at all. They didn't believe people could own land or water, air, or sunlight. The very idea was outlandish to them. When the Dutch made offerings of a modest amount of money and some trinkets, the Native American people viewed them as gifts. Surprisingly, the idea of trading rather than buying and selling hasn't diminished. One of the most remarkable recent stories concerns Montreal native Kyle McDonald. He started with a large red paperclip. Kyle didn't notify anyone about his ultimate goal, a house. He should be given credit for a big idea. In 14 trades, Kyle exchanged his red paperclip for a fish pen and so on until he ended up with a small house. The most remarkable part of this story is that all involved said the trades were fair. Who knows how the next creative thinker may export Kyle's idea and accomplish something even bigger?